This is Live in Studio C from 91 Classical, Nashville Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Nina Cardona, and we have a great treat in store for us today with students from the Accelerando program at Nashville Symphony here to perform for us. Before we get to the music, Walter Bittner is here. He's the Director of Education and Community Engagement at the Symphony. And Walter, Accelerando is now, this is the second, you're finishing your second year of student musicians, but this is something that's been in the works for a while for you guys.
That's right. We started designing the program at the beginning of 2015, and we announced that we would be moving forward with it in the fall of 2015 and received some funding that allowed us to move forward and start our first class of students in the fall of 2016.
Now, for those who aren't familiar with Accelerando, these are very talented teenagers, essentially, who you are taking under your wing as an organization and helping really craft them into really even more talented and skilled and mentored musicians. And what is the driving force behind Accelerando then?
It's a diversity program. The goal of Accelerando is to provide opportunities for instruction and preparation for careers in classical music to students from underrepresented ethnicities.
And so just a handful of students are accepted each year, and they get teachers, they get all sorts of lessons, and we'll hear more about that. But this is really, as I understand it then, looking to help mentor the next generation of professional musicians, correct?
That's right. It's a long-term project, and we hope to see the results of our program over the coming decades as the orchestras on stages across the United States begin to look more like their communities from programs like this.
And the way that you do this, this is fairly unique, as I understand, right? Just one other orchestra in the nation quite on this model.
Right now, we're only aware of the Atlanta Symphony's Talent Development Program, which was the model for our program, and they're sort of like our sister program. They've been doing a very similar program for about 25 years now.
And I understand you're getting some attention from around the country and around the world, actually.
That's right. Yes, I've spoken at conferences in Detroit and Baltimore, Atlanta, and this January I spoke at the Association of British Orchestras National Conference in Cardiff, Wales about Accelerando.
Well, it's all about the students when it comes down to it, and we are so pleased to have two Accelerando students who are finishing their second year in the program. And first we're going to hear from Emily Martinez-Perez playing viola, accompanied by Megan Gale. Emily is 16 years old. She's a rising junior at Hume Fogg High School. She is headed to the Suwannee Music Festival this summer, and she's going to play for us the third and fourth movements from George Philip Telemann's Viola Concerto in G.
Thank you.
Music of George Philip Telemann, his Viola Concerto in G major. We heard the third and fourth movements performed by 16-year-old violist Emily Martinez-Perez, accompanied by Megan Gale. Emily, a student in the Accelerando program of the Nashville Symphony, doing excellent, excellent work, a rising junior at Hume Fog High School. And what a joy it is to hear such talent from such a young musician. Kimberly McLemore is here with me now. She's the manager of Accelerando. You deal with this program from day to day. Tell us a little bit about how Accelerando works for the students who are in the program.
Sure. So the students receive weekly private lessons with a Nashville Symphony musician, in addition to participating in youth orchestras in the community. They also attend music theory class with our partnership through Vanderbilt's Blair School of Music. They also receive classical series concert tickets for them and their family to attend the Nashville Symphony classical series concerts. In addition to that, students also receive guidance and financial assistance in auditions for music school or conservatory and summer festivals or camps that they're interested in attending.
And how old are the students? Now, I understand your first class, which both of the musicians we're hearing today are from, with the first class, you were accepting some older students as well, just because you were just getting started. But as you're looking forward and you're adding more classes down the road now, you're starting with students who are rather early in playing their instruments for many
yes.
of them.
Yes. So we are hoping to have the base of our auditionees be anywhere between a fifth and eighth grade. We do accept auditions from older students depending on the circumstances. And we actually had a student audition as early as third grade this past season. So we want to get them early so that they have a longer period of time in the program and would be that much more prepared when they're auditioning for music school or conservatory.
So this is a very intensive program for a small group of students. And I understand you're in your final round of auditions now for your third class?
For our third class, yes. We'll take 7 students next season for a total of 16.
All right. Well, we actually have in the room Emily's teacher, Chris Farrell, who is, I mentioned, because for Live in Studio C listeners who have listened quite a bit, you're very familiar with Chris Farrell's name. He's come in and played any number of times. We have played his compositions on Live in Studio C, and that's the caliber of teachers who all of these students have been taught by members of the Nashville Symphony. Chris Farrell's turning pages as well today. We know he will do a very good job on this next piece as Alia Hanif comes forward. Alia is a flutist. She is a 17-year-old and a rising senior at Central Magnet School in Murfreesboro and is headed to Tanglewood in just a couple of weeks. And she is a student of Leslie Fagan. And Alia will be playing for us the first and second movements of Paul Hindemith's Flute Sonata. Thank you.
Thank you.
First and second movements of Paul Hindemith's flute sonata performed by Alia Hanif, 17-year-old flutist who is a rising senior at Central Magnet High School and a member of the Accelerando program, a student there at the Nashville Symphony. Thank you, Alia. Thank you, Emily Martinez-Perez, as well, and Megan Gale for playing piano with both of our students today. Kimberly McLemore, those folks who want to hear more of the all of the Accelerando students have a chance coming up next week, right?
Yes. Monday, the 11th of June, is the Accelerando student recital, where all of the members of the Accelerando program will be playing, mostly solos, but some small chamber pieces as well. So come and join us. Tickets can be found at the Nashville Symphony website on the concert calendar.
And that will be happening on the stage of the Skirmerhorn.
That's right.
And a nice little treat. You get these great musicians. You actually get to sit on the stage as well.
Yes.
Flipping things around. Thank you all so much for coming and sharing your great talent with us today. Thank you all for listening. And coming up next week on Live in Studio C, we'll have faculty members from the Tennessee Governor's School for the Arts. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Our engineer for Live in Studio C is Carl Peterson. I'm Nina Cardona. And we appreciate you for tuning in to hear Middle Tennessee's classical music live in Studio C.